Because the application closes this Wednesday.
Nítorí ní ọjọ́ Wednesday tó ń bọ̀ yìí ni ìwé ìgbaniwọlé yóò dópin.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's rise to our feet as we bring out our pamphlets.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró bá ó ti mú ìwé ìléwọ́.
And sing the opening hymns.
Jáde láti kọ orin ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ìpàdé.
Let's rise to our feet as we sing the opening hymns.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró bá ó ti kọ orin ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ìpàdé.
And can it be that I should gain?
Oh, a le jẹ pe mo nipin.
An interest in the Savior's blood.
Ninu eje olugbala.
Died for me who caused this pain.
O ku fe mi to da loro.
For me who him to death pursued.
Fe iyanu e ati
se. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me?
Ife iyanu e ati se ti wo Olorun ku fun mi.
Quickly, I will. Come, O God.
Thy
rule, O Christ, begin. Break with an iron rod the tyrannies of sin. Come, O God. Quietly again. That war shall be no more. Congregation alone, verse 4.
Let's say, carry Johnny come.
Loud and clear. Oh, he darkness would have yet and shout it loud and clear. I love my thank you, Orchestra. God bless you. Orchestra, God bless you. Right there where you are, beloved. Just sing this song loud and clear. Believe in the Lord for his touch upon your life at this particular edition of the Power of Changers. Thank you,
Jesus.
Power must change us. Be my life, no matter what that there will. save. Power must change and in my life. No matter what that there will be, in Jesus' name.
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 Hallelujah.
Power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil is.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Hallelujah.
I said there is no other God.
Hallelujah. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There will never be any like him.
There is no one like Jesus.
There will never be any like him.
There will never be any like him.
Say,
No one.
I searched and searched, say,
No one.
I looked around, oh yeah.
There will never be any like him.
Oh,
no, 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 no,
Beloved. Now you want to go into a period of what we call surgical prayers. Don't say, I don't think it concerns me. You never can tell. Please, pray with the spirit of enough is enough. Pray with the spirit of the mad prophet. Pray like a man or woman from another world. Because the prayer you're about to pray now will not only save your time, save your money, but save your health. So pray it very well. Immediately you begin to say those prayers, the surgical angels that have been dispatched to follow this program will begin immediate work. There are people gathered listening to the sound of my voice now, and your head is not your head. It's been exchanged. As this prayer goes on, you will feel the fire upon that head. There are people hearing me. You have been hearing strange voices. Mobile infirmity that have been moving about in your body. They have given you a terrible clinical prophecy. They have told you you must live with this. It is time for you to say no. There are people here. It's like every night you're under constant attack. And when you wake up, you are not understanding what is happening to you anymore. As these prayers go on, you may feel funny. You may feel dizzy. Don't worry. It is time for the arrows to go back to the center. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? By the power! In the blood of Jesus, I chase every infirmity out of my body. Can I hear you shouting that? Can I hear the sisters shouting it? Can I hear the brothers shouting the same thing? When you say that once, you now convert it to machine gun prayers. I chase you out. I chase you out. I chase you out. I chase you out. And don't stop till I stop you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I chase every infirmity out of my body. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Chase them out. Aha. 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 Chase them out. In Jesus' name we pray. See what is happening now. I told you. See what is happening now. Aha. That's an organ change taking place. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's the power of God coming upon you. Say every garment of infirmity. Shout it with only anger. Catch fire. Set it ablaze by the power of the God of Elijah. Set it ablaze. Set it ablaze. Set it ablaze. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
I'm going to count seven from here.
Won ka o kade keje lati bi.
Seven women are going to fall into labor as if they are about to deliver a baby.
Awon obirin meje yo bere si ro bibi enu to fe bimo.
And then the plantation of the spirit husband disturbing their womb will jump out.
Leyin re irugbin oko orun to ndamu ile omo won yo be jade.
One.
Eni.
Two.
Eji.
Three, four,
Eri.
Five,
Eri.
Six,
Efa.
Seven.
Eje.
Sap.
Unshele.
That's the first woman.
Obereke.
That's number two.
Obereke.
That's number three.
Obereke.
That's number four. Obereke. That's number five. Obereke. That's number six.
Obereke.
That's number seven.
Obereke.
Push it out.
Tijade.
Say, I drink the blood of Jesus.
Momu eje Jesu.
And I pass out from my body.
Mo si ti jade kuro lara mi.
Every demon of infirmity.
Gbogbo emi esu ailera.
I drink the blood of Jesus.
Momu eje Jesu.
And I pass out of my body every demon of infirmity. Can you shout that one time? Amen. Begin to do so prophetically now. Begin to drink the blood of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and drink that blood. Drink the blood of Jesus. Drink the blood of Jesus. Drink the blood of Jesus. My fortress appear. Yes. And pass out from your body. Every demon of infirmity. See what is happening over there. Yes.
Ready.
Yes. Yes.
Ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Lay your hands on your stomach now. Don't negotiate with the enemy. We're not here for negotiations. Say anything that I have eaten or swallowed, assigned to attack my health. Can I hear you shouting that loud? Let your voice be louder than that.
Okay,
death! In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
have eaten and swallowed.
As time
to attack my health. Die in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, la gbadura.
Get us a bread.
Egbara diwai.
Going to count seven.
O kaun kade
keje. Smite your stomach.
Ba ikun re.
One.
Eni.
The serpent is in trouble.
Eji on wo ga o.
Two.
Eji.
Three.
Eta.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now.
No, what to let you are you prepare.
Father, let his hands are stretched forward there.
Father, get what you want to see you.
Become the hands of healing and deliverance. As many as we smite any infirmity here today, they shall not hear about the infirmity anymore. In the name of
Jesus.
I soak your hands in the blood of Jesus. I soak your hands in the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Get us a prayer. Anywhere you are having pain or infirmity in your body, smite it 21-fold. And shout, go back to your senders. Let's go. Check your body now.
Yeah, agora re wo.
Check it very well.
Yeah, wo.
Do what you could not do before.
Se ohun ti o le se tele.
If you can walk, walk.
Bo ba le rin, rin.
If you can bend, bend.
Bo ba le teba, teba.
Come on, see.
Bo ba riran, riran.
If you have anything in your body that they say it's an agent of death, touch it now.
Bo nkan kan ba wa lara re ton so ko jise eku ni fowo kan bayi.
Thank you, Jesus. See the wave of the power of God. Moving, moving. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Right there where you are, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of
Lords.
Any song of praises. How great is that God? How great is his name? How great is his Lord? Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And said, I never knew anything. But trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshun Jesus.
I have a word for three persons here. The Lord said I should tell somebody that you are about to laugh all your enemies to scorn. Lesson, I should tell somebody that they have been threatening to cut you short, but that the sword of heaven that will cut them short has started. And you over there, although you are a bit discouraged, but hear this word from heaven. Beginning from now, no man shall say unto you again, where is your God? For your God shall arise and manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Now listen to this announcement very, very carefully. I'm going to make the announcement three times to ensure that it sinks. Next, power must change hands in July. Is the water of fire program. But this one is different. This is why I'm telling you well in advance. Because each person must be armed with at least three bottles of water. The first one, make it the capacity that you can finish drinking here. So one bottle, you drink that air. The whole bottle, nothing left. Drink the whole bottle. Second bottle is for environmental sanitation. Amen. You go and pour that in your environment. The third bottle is the one you keep and top up and use regularly. So three bottles.
Igometa.
Next, palm of sunshine is water of fire.
Agbalagbodo parowo osu to bo ni omi na.
Come with three bottles.
Wa pelu igo omi meta.
One to break your fast.
Okan lati jawere.
Second to pour your environment.
Ikeji to da si agbegbe re.
Third for your regular use.
Iketa to ma lo ni igbadegba.
Next, palm of sunshine.
Agbalagbodo parowo
ni ipade omi na. Bottles. Your friends that are inviting, tell them it's three bottles. That is the instruction.
Ilana to wa niyan.
And they should make one bottle the size they can finish drinking here. Don't bring a giant 10-liter bottle you can't finish drinking here.
Re daju pe eto le mutan nibi lo fi sakoko.
Then the one you want to keep, if you like, you can bring a gallon of. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
If you understand me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people may find my topic today very offensive.
Akori oro mi loni.
You may find it offensive because I want to ensure that you do not forget it. I will give you an alternative in case you don't like my offensive title. What we are looking at this morning is called the penis dowry.
Owo ori oko.
Or if you like,
to ba si wo
foreskin dowry.
O le pe ni owo ori atoto.
If you like,
to ba wo
reproductive organ dowry.
O le pe ni owo ori nkan omokunrin.
But I call it penis dowry.
Sugbon owo ori oko le mi pe.
In 1 Samuel chapter 18,
iwe kini Samueli orikeji din ni ogun
verse 25
ese ikarun din ni ogun.
1 Samuel chapter 18,
iwe kini Samueli orikeji din ni ogun
verse 25
ese ikarun din logbon.
If you are there, say yes.
Anybody shibe o wi pe be ni.
Here was a beautiful woman,
obinrin are wa kan re,
the daughter of a king,
omo oba.
The king wanted to marry her to an important fellow. And that king now decided on a form of dowry. Let us see the dowry that was received for this lady. And let us see what happened to the lady later. Let us examine carefully what happened to the marriage where this kind of dowry was used. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 25. And Saul said,
"Thus
shall ye say to David, the king desired not any dowry, but 100 foreskin of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines."
Because
there is no way you are going to cut off the penis of a soldier without killing him
first.
So Saul thought that, well, if I ask him to bring this kind of dowry, 100 foreskins of the enemy, by the time he kills the first one, second one, third one, so one of them will kill him.
So I look like, ngbati ma so mun ko lo mu atoto ota 100 wa ngbati o fi pa omo ogun akoko ikeji keta ikonnu won sa yo pa.
And when his servants told David this word, it pleased David.
Only dara ni oju David.
Well, to be the king's son-in-law. And the days were not expired. Wherefore David arose.
David is
and went.
Olo.
He and his men.
And
slew of the Philistines 200 men instead of the 100 they even asked for.
Osipa igba omokunrin ninu awon Philistine depo 100 ti won bere lowo re.
They doubled the dowry for this lady.
Won fi owo ori awon se ilopo meji.
And David brought their foreskins.
David is in mu e fa be won wa,
and they gave them in full tent to the king.
Won se ka won pe fun oba
that he might be the king's son-in-law.
Ki ohun ki o le je ana oba.
And Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, to wife.
Saul lo si fi Michali omo re obirin fun ni aya.
That was how this lady got married.
Bi omo obirin o se lo le oko niyan.
That was the dowry that was collected.
Owo ori ti won gba niyan.
Listen, beloved. There is something known as the evil harvest. There is something known as generational harvest. There is something in deliverance they call root enemies. Enemies at the root. There is something known as foundational warfare. There is something known as arrows from the foundation. There is something known as foundational cry. There is something known as foundational voices. There is something known as foundational marching order. Listen and listen to me very carefully, beloved. In this life, the foundation of anything you do is very crucial.
Ipile ohunkohun teyan ba nse o se koko.
There is foundation to every wealth.
Fun gbogbo oro ipile wa.
The foundation of that wealth must be right.
Ipile oro yen o gbodo to.
If it's not right, you will definitely pay for it and your children's children.
Bi ko ba to ati iwo ati awon aromodomo re le ojiya re.
I feel sorry for all those looking for wealth in magic, sorcery, kidnapping. They will do nothing with that wealth. The wealth will destroy them and their children.
Anu awon to ma n wa owo tipatipa owo gbigbona owo ogun owo jiji awon eniyan gbe o le fi rowo be se nkan rere yo pa awon ati aromodomo run.
Those who have done so in the past have done nothing with such monies.
Awon to ti se ru re seyin ri won ori nkan fo owo ohun se.
I feel sorry for those who are trafficking drugs.
Mo ba awon to n gbe egbogi oloro kiri kedun.
If that is the foundation of the wealth you claim to have.
Mo ba je iru ipile ti oro to lo ni.
You are a great pauper. Only that you didn't know.
Oh, come on, because
what you have done, the foundation you have laid,
will
certainly backfire. Academics must have a good foundation. If you got into the university, got to anywhere with a fake certificate, the foundation is wrong.
As long as
you are carrying a fake passport, anywhere you go with it, your staying in that place is already faulty. Sometimes all these people waste the time of pastors, prophets, and deliverance ministers. Because they have a bad foundation and they are looking for somebody to treat the plant that has grown out of the bad foundation.
Are
you running a business? The foundation of that business must be good. If it's terrible, if it's bad, if it's in occultism, sacrifices of this, stealing from here, you are not going anywhere with that. It will backfire. It will not only kill you physically, spiritually, but will start killing your offspring. The foundation of the marriage of Michal was foreskin of Philistines, death of Philistines.
You
are having a ministry, a church. The foundation of it must be solid. Listen to me, well, no matter what you think you know. Any church you start on the foundation of rebellion, disloyalty, stealing will not last. Because the foundation is wrong. You may run for a while. 10 years. Even 20 years. It's like you have unplugged a pressing iron from the electricity. It will still be hot for a while. But the cold period will come. When the mad winds of anti-ministry power comes against you. And your foundation is faulty. You fall flat. This is why we have so many churches, but only few are doing very well. Many have started in rebellion. But it doesn't say they cannot preach Christ. For the Bible says, some preach Christ out of strife. Some preach Christ out of contention. But it doesn't matter as far as Christ is preached. They are just like bus conductors.
Wọ́n kàn dàbí apèrò sọ́kọ̀.
Who will not enter into the world?
Tí ò ní wọnú ọkọ̀ òun.
Family.
Ìdílé.
The foundation of family is very important.
Ìpìlẹ̀ ìdílé ó ṣe pàtàkì.
The way you found your husband, the way you found your wife.
Bó o ṣe rí ọkọ rẹ, bó o ṣe rí ìyàwó rẹ.
If you are in a home now,
bó bá wà ní ilé kan báyìí,
you just pack your load and moved in.
Ṣé jẹ́ pé o kàn kẹ́rù wọbẹ̀ ni?
No dowry.
Wọn ò sanwó orí.
No engagement.
Wọn ò ṣe dáná.
No family.
Wọn ò ṣe mọ mi mọ.
You just say, I love you, I love you, and because of the love that you say you have, love in quote, you moved in.
Ẹ̀yin méjèèjì kan sọ pé ẹ fẹ́ràn ara yín, ẹ nífẹ̀ẹ́ ara yín, ìtòrí ìfẹ́ tẹ́lẹ̀ nìyẹn, ẹ kàn wá kó wọlé.
The foundation of that marriage is already in trouble.
Ìpìlẹ̀ irúgbìnyàwó ọ̀hún ti wọ wàhálà.
So going to deliverance now to start praying, 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 you're wasting the time of the deliverance ministers.
Lílọ síbi ìtúsílẹ̀ láti máa gbàdúrà gbàdúrà ọkọ̀ ń fà kókò àwọn oníṣẹ́ ìtúsílẹ̀ ṣòfò ni.
The foundation of any relationship you have is important.
Ìpìlẹ̀ àjọṣepọ̀ téèyàn bá ní ó ṣe pàtàkì.
One man met his wife.
Ọkùnrin kan pàdé ìyàwó rẹ̀.
He went to a native doctor.
Ọ̀dọ̀ babaláwo ló lọ.
As he was coming out.
Níbo tí ń jáde.
He met the woman going to the native doctor.
Ó bá pàdé obìnrin ọ̀hún, ìyẹn náà ń wọlé lọ rí babaláwo yẹn.
So they met in the front of the native doctor's house.
Iwájú ilé babaláwo ni wọ́n ti ṣe kòńgẹ́ ara wọn.
And they started loving themselves in court from that place.
Wọ́n wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí nífẹ̀ẹ́ ara wọn láti bẹ̀ yẹn lọ.
So the man married this woman whom he met at the door of the witch doctor's house.
Ọkùnrin wa fẹ́ obìnrin tó pàdé lẹ́nu ilẹ̀kùn ilé adáhùn ṣe.
10 years later.
Lẹ́yìn ọdún mẹ́wàá.
He ran to Christ.
Ó bá fàyè rẹ̀ fún Jésù.
Claiming that the wife is a witch.
Ó ní àjẹ́ níyàwó.
And I told him.
Mo bá sọ fún un pé.
What do you expect?
Kí ló fẹ́, kí ló ń retí tẹ́lẹ̀?
You picked that up from the witch doctor's house.
Ilé adáhùn ṣe ló ti pàdé ẹ.
So you expect that to be an angel?
Angẹ́lì ń lọ ilé adáhùn ṣe ni.
Say no.
Ó ní rárá.
Say man of God, does it mean that it's nothing I can do?
Èèyàn Ọlọ́run ṣó túmọ̀ sí pé kò sí ohun tí mo lè ṣe ni.
And I say way out.
Mo ní ọ̀nà àbáyọ wa.
Deliverance.
Ìtúsílẹ̀.
And God's mercy.
Àti àánú Ọlọ́run.
I was in England for my PhD in the early 80s.
Ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ́ ọdún 1980, àwọn ọgbà yẹn ni mo lọ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè dókítà nílùú ọba.
A friend of mine came to my house.
Ọ̀rẹ́ mi kan wá sí ilé ọ̀dọ̀ mi.
I said, Daniel.
Ó sì pé, Daniel.
I'm expecting my wife tomorrow.
Ọ̀la ni mo fẹ́ lọ pàdé ìyàwó mi.
Will you follow me to the airport to welcome my wife?
Ṣé wá tẹ̀lé mi dé ibùdókọ̀ bàálù láti kí i káàbọ̀?
I said, that's fine.
Bani Oda.
I was free.
Àyè wà fún mi.
So I followed him.
Mo bá tẹ̀lé.
And so we went to Gatwick airport.
A bá de ibùdókọ̀ bàálù ní Gatwick.
And we stayed there.
A sì dúró mbẹ̀.
The place was lifeless to start with.
Ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀, ibi ẹ̀yẹn kankan ò ṣẹlẹ̀.
But immediately the Nigerian plane arrived.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní kété tí ọkọ̀ bàálù tó dé láti Nàìjíríà balẹ̀ báyìí.
Those who were sleeping woke up.
Gbogbo àwọn tó sùn dìde.
And then we were waiting for them at the arrival.
Àwa ń dúró dé wọn ibi tí wọ́n ti ń gbàlejò.
And people were coming.
Àwọn èèyàn ti ń wọlé.
From Nigeria.
Láti Nàìjíríà.
And I was asking my friend, where is she?
Wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ bí ó ń da.
Say wait, wait, wait.
Ó ní nísúrò, nísúrò.
He put his hand in his pocket.
Ó bá kọ ọba àpò rẹ̀.
And brought out a picture.
Ó bá mú fọ́tò jáde.
And he was looking at those who were coming.
Ó sì ń wojú àwọn tí wọ́n ń wọlé.
And the picture.
Nínú àti àwòrán.
Say
ah. Mo ní ah.
You mean?
Eh?
You have never met her.
Ṣé pé ìwà àtìyàwó rẹ̀ ò ní rárí?
Say no.
Ó ní rárá o.
Say they posted that to me.
Wọ́n fi ṣọwọ́ sí mi ni.
I said okay.
Mo ní kò burú.
So we waited.
Abaduro.
And we waited.
Aduro.
And we were even going to give up.
Àti ẹ̀ ti fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ ètí inú pé ká máa lọlé.
When we saw this lady lighting complexion coming.
Àbá rí ọmọbìnrin pupa kan tó ń bọ̀.
He looked at the picture.
Ó wo àwòrán náà.
Looked at her face.
Ó wo ojú rẹ̀.
Looked at the picture.
Ó wo àwòrán.
Looked at her face.
Ó wo ojú rẹ̀.
Shouted her name.
Ó kí bí orúkọ rẹ̀.
Say yes.
Ìyẹn ni bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
They embraced each other.
Wọ́n bá dì mọ́ lára gbàgì.
That was how they met.
Bí wọ́n ṣe pàdé nìyẹn.
At the airport.
Níbùdókọ̀.
Arrival hall.
Bí tí wọ́n ti ń gba àwọn ènìyàn
láti ìgò. With a picture.
Pẹ̀lú àwòrán.
6 months later.
Lẹ́yìn oṣù mẹ́fà.
I went to my house. Friend's house.
Mo bá lọ ilé ọ̀rẹ́ mi.
Because somebody called me and said that it's emergency, I should come.
Nítorí ẹnìkan sọ pé ọ̀rọ̀ gbàmígbàmí ti délẹ̀ kí n má bọ̀.
My friend found his way to the roof.
Ọ̀rẹ́ mi bá lọ sórí páànù ilé.
I said, what are you doing there?
Mo ni kilo nse nibe.
He said he wants to commit suicide.
O lo fe para un ni.
He wants to jump down.
O fe pebole.
Said,
ah. Ni ah.
Well. So why?
Hilode.
Said my wife.
Oni yawo.
Said which wife?
Yawo wo.
Said the one we went to collect at the airport.
E da jolo pade nibudo ko balu.
Said yes.
Oni kilo sele.
Anything wrong with her?
She nkankan se ni.
Say no.
Oni rara o.
Said she has followed one German man. She ran away.
Pele o ti tele okunrin emo Germany kan lo o ti sa lo.
I said so because of that we want to die.
Wan ah itori yen lo abi ku.
She's gone. What do you expect? You collected her at the airport. Now she flew away again. You know, the Yorubas have a proverb.
I want Yoruba ma pa owe kan.
And the wife you marry in the dancing hall.
Obirin ta ba fe nile ijo
will disappear through the same entertainment.
Inona ni o wo lo.
There is a proverb in our land too. They say it is what the bird has eaten that the bird will fly with.
Ni ohun ti eye ba je le ye ma gbe fo.
It is when the bird has not eaten something bad.
Ngba te eye o ba je nkan ti o da ni o.
If the bird has eaten above what the bird should eat, it won't fly.
Ti eye ba je ju nkan ti o ju ikun re lo ko ni le fo.
So you have a building, you are living in a house.
O ni ile o n gbe ninu ile kan.
It has a foundation.
O ni ipile.
Sometimes people plant things in the foundation of a house.
Nigba miran awon eyan ri nkan mo inu ipile ile.
And people live there never prosper.
Awon to si gbe be o ni se rere.
We went to a place. It was in England. And we were looking at a house. The woman next, the next door neighbor thought we wanted to buy the house. She came out. I said, come. So we went.
I said,
I hope you are not trying to buy this house. He said, no. I just said, admiring it.
He
said, if you are planning to buy it, don't buy it. Because the two former occupants died of heart attack. She had just told us the secret of the place. I'm praying for somebody here this morning. If you are living in a place where the foundation is attacked, your destiny. May the Lord relocate you to a better place in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Sex
has
a foundation. Your sexual foundation is important to your life. The man who disparages a lady has a serious spiritual implication to that lady.
You
form a covenant with that man. He has broken into you and wetted his organ with your blood.
So
a blood covenant is formed. This is why we preach that there must not be sex before marriage. It pollutes every other thing. Unless you atone for it and pray about it. Employment as foundation. Certificate as foundation. Even your Christianity.
As a Christian.
It has a foundation. If you get born again where there is no sound Bible doctrine, all they do is to dance. No sound Bible teaching. No sound Bible culture. No doctrinal standards.
oro Olorun.
No fear of God.
Ko si iberu Olorun.
No baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ko si baptism ti emi mimo.
No culture of prayer.
Ko si asa adura gbigba.
That is how you definition from which you govern again.
Lo je pe iru ipile ibi ti wo ti da tun bi niyan.
It will breed Christians that are easily defeated by the enemy and Christians who do not fear God.
Yo gbe awon Christians ti o beru Olorun soke. Yo si je ki
it is important that you understand what I'm saying now. Every country too has a foundation. That's why in territorial deliverance we do spiritual mapping. This is a very, very serious matter. All the abortions that are done has blood crying against those who do
it.
And some have been suffering from that. If God has sent a prophet to earth to come and deliver people, and you aborted the prophet in your womb, the blood of all those the prophet is coming to save comes upon you. And if you don't atone for it or call upon God to help you, it will fight you. Deliverance will not help.
Bi o ba se atunse lori re ko kepe Olorun ko wa ran lowo yo ma ba oja itusile osini le ran lowo.
Foundation. What is the foundation of the marriage between David and Michal? What gave Michal so much problem and headache? Look at
2 Samuel.
Chapter 6,
Orikefa.
Second Samuel, chapter 6,
Iwekeji Samueli Orikefa,
verse 23. Look at the result of the Phinehas dowry.
Ewo ipari owo ori oko.
200 reproductive organs of men were cut off to marry her.
Won pe nkan mokunrin igba eniyan kuro lati le segbeyawo pelu re.
Result, 2 Samuel 6:23.
Iwekeji Samuel Orikefa ese iketa le ni ogun.
Therefore Michal,
Mikali,
the daughter of Saul,
omobirin Saulu,
had no child,
ko si bi omo,
unto the day of her death,
titi o fi di ojo iku re.
The foundation,
ipele.
Unlike other women in the Bible who were claimed to be barren but who eventually had uncommon children, Michal died like that. Her father used her as a trap to kill David, which was deception. Our father collected a strange dowry, which has now brought strange problems. They killed 200 men. Blood was in the foundation of that marriage. Dowry was 100 foreskin of the Philistines. Cutting off people's reproductive organs. And so the repercussion is that our own reproduction too was cut off. Foundation. I want to pray one prayer now. As many as want to key into it, don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Father, I'm praying for as many people as are here, that any satanic voice from their foundation will be silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Second prayer. Anyone here suffering because of the sins of their parents. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Sit down for a little bit more. So, foundation determines durability. Determines how long something can last. It determines stability. It determines progress. It determines how good you can stand during the mad winds of life. It determines how positive an impact you can make. It determines your generational blessings. But most importantly, it determines your harvest. It determines your harvest. It determines your harvest. God gives allocation. Allocation. Anything extra that you get outside that divine allocation will bring you trouble and tough consequences. The Bible says a man shall receive nothing except he be given from above. Listen to me very well. God has given you an allocation of the amount of sugar you can eat till you die. Once you exceed that allocation, problem starts. God has given allocation of the amount of fat you can eat. Once you eat over it, trouble will come. Even ordinary human body, that is, God has allocated the amount of water you can put inside. If we exceed the water allocation, or even this vitamin, you exceed the amount of vitamin that body needs, your body reacts madly. God has given you the allocation of the number of sex you should have till you die. Once you have exceeded that allocation, any extra one you do, you're just putting yourself into trouble. I feel sorry for some young ladies now. By 18, they have exceeded all their allocation. They've used everything up. No credit again. Now, anyone they now do after that one, it's just extra allocation and extra trouble. This is a problem. Some men, you've exceeded your allocation when you were in secondary school, and so you've exceeded it. After exceeding it, now you now got married. Now that is a problem. That doctors cannot solve, deliverance cannot solve. There is a limit to the talking you can do. Once you have exceeded the allocation of your talking, the extra you say will only give you problems. These are principles people don't understand. It has landed people in hospital, on deliverance ground, going to different prophets all over the place. You can run helter skelter to any prophet. If your problem is an evil harvest, no prophet can help you unless you go back to God.
Ile
ewosan elomi ti wa nibi itusile opoloko kan tojuro le woli kiri ni ko si si bo se le sure koja le woli to ti o ba ti koja ohun ti o ye ko se wahala ni.
The Bible says
ibeni wi pe
God is not mocked.
A o le kan Olorun.
For whatsoever a man sweat,
nitori ohun ti eniyan ba gbin,
he shall reap also.
Oni yo ka pelu.
It's basic. See, you can nobody let nobody deceive you.
Yan kan ni ma ton je.
Somebody can preach another message to you.
See,
God is not mocked.
So
whatsoever you do,
this is,
that's Galatians chapter 6.
See,
see, whatsoever a man does, you will reap it. There will always be a harvest. Just like you saw the harvest that Michal received. The grinding machine of God grinds very slowly.
O man long kan were were.
But the grind exceedingly small.
Sugbon a o lo were were.
Whether we like it or not.
Ba fe ba po.
Retribution will have a day.
Ojo esan nbo.
Although the flight of that retribution may be slow.
But ile je pe esan o le ma tete de.
You will eventually do to yourself what you have done to others.
Bope boya ohun to ti se bawon elomi o se funra re na.
Nothing in this world is determined by empty talk.
Ki se oro lasan lo pinu nkan kan ni aye yi.
Anyone swallowing poison must die.
Enikeni to ba gbe majele mi yo ku.
Unless you stop the poison from working.
Afi to ba dekun majele ohun ko to sise.
As your action so is your recompense.
Bi igbese re ti ri be ni esan to gba yo se ri.
And ashes fly back to the faces of those who throw them.
Any deru leru si to.
Bad actions may not at once produce its fruit.
Awon ise buburu o le ma se so lese kese.
But it will cut off the root of evil commentaries.
Sugbon yo ke gbogbo eni to se yo ke kuro.
The Bible says because the judgment against evil act is not speedily done.
Ibeli pe nitori pe a o tete se dajo ise ibi.
So the heart of man is strong to do evil.
Okan me eniyan yigbi lati se ibi.
When we say I don't do what you are doing.
Awa ni ma se ohun to nse yi.
But that person has done it is prospering. Tebi la
gbagbe se.
That person has done it is prospering.
Tebi la kapi se na se.
Why should I not do it?
Gbogbo won si ni lari ki wa lo de temi o fi ni se.
The Bible says
ibeli pe
because the judgment against evil act is not speedily done.
Nitori a o tete se idajo ibi.
Because God is giving them room to repent.
Nitori Olorun fun won lanfani ati ronupi wada.
So the heart of man is strong to do evil.
Okan me ni o wa yi pi o le si lati se ibi.
A teacher.
Teacher.
Biology teacher.
To nko won ni biology.
Got one of the students in class pregnant.
O fun ikan ninu awon omobirin ni class re loyun.
The guy was 16.
Omobirin odun 16 lojo ori re.
He got the guy pregnant.
O fun omo ohun loyun.
He denied the pregnancy.
O si ko oyun si lowo.
Threw the girl's life into disarray.
O daye omobirin ohun ru.
Whereas he too was married.
O si ti niyawo.
4 children.
Pelu omo merin.
He had forgotten
the
life that he had wasted. But he married a strange woman.
He's
part of the repercussion. One day, this his wife found that he was going out with other women. At that time, the man was 57 years old. With 4 children who are quite young. This wife did something that I've not seen anybody do before.
Ìyàwó rẹ̀ ibà ṣe ohun kan tí wọn ò rí kẹ́nìkan kan ṣe irú rẹ̀ rí.
She got so angry because the man was unfaithful.
Ó bínú débi nítorí pọkọ rẹ̀ ògbélé.
She took her children to the river.
Ó bá kó àwọn ọmọ ara rẹ̀ lọ odò.
Threw them in one by one.
Ó sì dà wọ́n sínú odò lọ́kọ̀ọ̀kan.
Kill all of them.
Ó sì pa ọmọ mẹ́rẹ̀ẹ̀rin.
Finish.
Ó parí.
So let him start from the scratch.
Ó ní ọ̀yá kó lọ bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The man cried.
Ọkùnrin ọ̀hún sọkún.
But he did not remember.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò rántí.
That many many years back.
Ìlọ́pọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
When he was teaching biology in school.
Nígbà tó ń ṣe tíṣà biology.
He had messed up one life.
Ó ti bayé ọmọbìnrin kan jẹ́.
There are people like that who have messed up lives.
Àwọn èèyàn wà bẹ́ẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti bayé àwọn ẹlòmíràn jẹ́.
They now run to deliverance ground.
Wọ́n wá sá wá síbi ìtúsílẹ̀.
They run to prophets.
Wọ́n sá lọ báwo ni.
But they will not tell the prophets.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò ní wí fún wọn ni.
What they've done wrong.
ibi ti won ti se.
And sometimes they make the prophet to start sweating and praying.
Nigba miran won je ki woli o bere si gbadura agbala.
And unless you are a good prophet,
abi to ba je woli to duro to duro le,
you may not find out until that the person you are fighting is God, not the devil.
O le ma tete mo pe eni to ba ja olorun ni ki se esu.
The net of heaven
awonrun
is cast wide.
Amanda si agbami nla,
and it has large holes.
O si ni iho nla,
but yet
sibe
nothing can slip through it.
Ko si o to le bo lowo re.
There is no place on earth to escape to.
Ko si bi to wa laye to le sasi,
to run away from the consequences of evil deeds.
Lati sa fun atunbotan ise ibi to se.
As you plan evil for another person, heaven is planning evil for you too.
Bo ba tin pe te pero ibi fe lomiran, orun na pe te pero ibi fun o pelu.
Every minute, every hour,
ni gbogbo iseju, ni gbogbo wakati,
you are sowing something.
O n furugun nkankan,
words,
inu oro,
in thoughts, in deeds,
inu ise.
And there is a reaping coming.
Ikore si nbo.
A reaping is coming your way.
Ikore nbo lodo re.
For what you have sown.
Fun o to gbe.
The evil that a man does will eventually go back to him.
Ibi ti eniyan ba se gbogbo boya yo pada wa ba.
As long as we have the sun and the moon and the stars.
Niwon igba ti orun, osupa ati irawo ba nbe.
Whether you are a sinner or a saint, you will reap what you have sown.
Bo ba je elese ni o abeni mimo, ohun to ba gbe o ka.
Many are suffering now because of what they have sown in the past, which has caught them unawares.
Opolopo lo jiya nisisin nitori ohun ti won ti gbe ni ateyinwa to wa ka won mu bayi.
Years do not dilute what I'm saying now.
Opolopo odun o le epomi la nkan ti mo nso.
Years do not dilute the Lord, they strengthen it.
Opolopo odun o le epu omi la ofin won fi agbara kun.
Whether you believe this law or not is irrelevant.
Oya o gba ofin ohun ba abi o gba gbo ko ni fi se.
There is an evil harvest waiting for every evil deed we are doing, whether great or small.
Ikore ibi nbo to duro de gbogbo ise ibi ta ba se iba se ise ibi kekere abi ise ibi nla.
I'd like you to watch all those who are responsible for the woes and troubles of Nigeria and see what will happen to them.
Mo fe ka e bere si foju sona, e ma wo gbogbo awon to ko idamu dabo ba Nigeria, ke ma wo ro ohun ti o sele si won.
If you cheat somebody, too will cheat you.
Bo ba yanyan je enikan bo ti o yan owo na je.
Bo ba somebody will backbite against you.
Bo ba soro kele ba teni je enikan na yo soro kele ba
teni je. Cause confusion in people's lives, you cause confusion in your own life.
Bo ba faruke rudo nu aye awon eniyan, won faruke rudo nu aye
won na. If you stab people at the back, they will stab you at the back.
Bo ba bu eniyan je le, bo bu eniyan san lese, won bu won na san lese.
You steal money, they will steal your money.
Bo ba jale, won ja iwo na lole.
So you are digging a pit for your fellow man.
O npe ko to, o npe ko to fun ara re.
You might as well dig too.
O kunda ko pe meji o.
Because it's a matter of time before you fall into it yourself.
Nitori pe bo pe boya iwo gan o re sinu re.
Oh, so you are stealing people's wife, you are stealing people's husband.
O je oko loko, o npa ya laya.
Oh, you will pay heavily for it.
O sanwo to po fun.
Because you say God is not mocked.
Nitori o wi pe a ko le
gan Olorun. Was sure by man sure.
O ti eniyan ba gbin.
That is shari.
O ni yo ka.
Children who are here,
awon omode to nbe ni.
Hear me and hear me very well.
Gbo mi ka si gbo mi lagboye.
The way you treat your parents,
bo ba se awon obi re,
is how your own children will treat you.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ làwọn ọmọ tìrẹ náà yóò ṣe ṣe ọ.
The way you disrespect your elders.
Bó bá ṣe yájú sí àwọn àgbààgbà.
You are disrespecting your elders now.
Ò ń ṣàfojúdi sí àwọn àgbàlagbà báyìí.
Don't worry.
Mami kan.
Your own result is approaching.
Èsì tìrẹ náà ń bọ̀ láìpẹ́.
Someone will duplicate the same actions against you.
Ẹnìkan yóò ṣe ohun tí wọn náà ṣe, yóò ṣe fún ọ.
And listen very well, beloved.
Ẹ gbọ́ mi dáadáa rá.
We might lose some of our records on earth.
Àwọn àkọsílẹ̀ wa láyé a lè pàdánù rẹ̀.
But God keeps his own records.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ń tọ́jú àkọsílẹ̀ tirẹ̀.
We might burn down buildings because we want to hide our iniquity.
Àwa lè kan iná sílé nítorí a fẹ́ fi àìṣedéédé wa pamọ́.
But God's record cannot be burnt.
Ṣùgbọ́n àkọsílẹ̀ Ọlọ́run ò ṣe dáná sun.
Reminds me of the song we sing in our old primary school.
Ó jẹ́ kí n rántí orin kan tá a máa ń kọ nílé ẹ̀kọ́ alákọ̀ọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀ wa àtijọ́.
They teach us very useful songs in those days.
Nígbà yẹn lọ́hùn wọn máa ń kọ́ wa láwọn orin tó wúlò.
One of them they sang here this morning.
Ọ̀kan náà orin yẹn wọn kọ bí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Wherever you go.
Ibi gbogbo tó o bá lọ.
Wherever you be.
Ibi yòówù tó wà.
Don't say yes.
Má sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
What you mean to say no.
Nígbà tó jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ ló wù ọ́ láti sọ.
They also taught us in our school in those days.
Wọ́n sì kọ́ wa nílé ìwé wa ń gbà yẹn.
God sees all you do, he hears all you say.
Ọlọ́run rí
gbogbo. My Lord is writing all the time.
Ó rí gbogbo tó ṣe, ó sì Ọlọ́run mi ń kọ́ ní gbogbo gbà.
David killed another man's wife.
David pa.
Killed another woman's husband.
Ọkọ obìnrin mi.
He thought it was covered. But no. As far as God is concerned, you might have killed a Goliath. Your powerful music might have driven out unclean spirits. But you must reap what you sow. And David did. That man you slept with outside marriage, you will reap the result. The woman you are sleeping with outside marriage, maybe the result of the low sperm count they are stamping on you now. That pregnancy will terminate to hide shame. Maybe the reason your certificate is getting you no job now, that sex before marriage, maybe the reason why that marriage has not worked. This is a very serious matter. Everything has a day of visitation. The day may come after many years. You may get away from the law because you hired a very good lawyer. But you will still appear at the judgment seat of Christ. Today is the father of tomorrow. Every person is a sower. You will reap the harvest of your planting. Don't be deceived, God is not mocked. Many people are living careless life, indulgent lifestyle.
Say,
when I want to change, I will change. I want to change, I will just change like that. No, you are sowing something. The repercussion will tell. I'm saying all this. So you don't just pray empty prayers. I'm saying all this. So you won't be wondering, what did I do wrong? What's happening to me?
There
is only two way out. Two way out. Number one, you need to become a friend of God. Two, you need to connect to what the Bible calls divine mercy. Say, I will have mercy on those of whom I will have mercy. It is to that mercy I want you to connect this day. It's for you to be able to pray that prayer of blind Bartimaeus. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. That you are praying that prayer. So, Lord! Mass,
okay.
It's only mercy that can deliver some of us. But the first thing before I even qualify for that mercy, so surrender your life to
Jesus.
Close your eyes where you are, beloved. If you are here this morning, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, please rise your feet. Run quickly to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Don't hesitate. Today is a day of deliverance, a day of power. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Rise up from that feet and run quickly to this altar, or any of the two altars at the back, any church you are in, go to the altar of that church
too,
to surrender your life to Jesus. Jesus is waiting for you here. Jesus is waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Find a way to this altar very quickly. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Just bow down your head. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today,
ti oni yi lo.
I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light.
Mo wa nu ijoba imole.
In Jesus name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children.
We
have surrendered their lives to Jesus today. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Anoint them by your power. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will talk with you and teach you the next steps to take. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of us, let's bow our heads. Thank the Lord to forgive you of any foundational iniquity that is assigned to trouble your destiny. Talk to the Lord now. Shout hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Well done. God bless you. This is an announcement for Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry Women Foundation United Kingdom.
There's
going to be a conference, a program called Being Outstandingly Transformed, Saturday 25th of June, 10 a.m. at Castle Green, Gale Street, Dagenham, XS, RM9, 4UN. Ministry will be our mother in the Lord, Pastor Mrs. Shade Olukoya, and the Castle Green. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Bring out your prayer letter now.
Emo letter adura yin jade nisisin.
Father, we thank you for these prayer letters. Answer by fire. In the name of
Jesus.
Let every point written in this paper become testimonies in the name of
Jesus.
You shall rejoice. And you will laugh last over all your enemies. Father, I'm praying for those who are celebrating their birthday in this month of June. I pray that it shall be well with them. You will keep them standing by your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed. Everybody remain standing. We are continuing our prayers. When someone is being troubled by all these kind of adverse forces, the person will make tragic mistakes. Unexplainable error. The purpose and the agenda of that error is to push the person towards the consequences of the evil
harvest.
And if the person is not stopped from that, making those errors,
it
will go into the error, and the error will now lead into the evil harvest. The consequences of the evil dowry was already working on Michal. And that was what was pushing her. Until when David started to praise God, she began to mock David. She was proud because of her beauty and because she's the king's daughter. Because it was pushing, because a seed has been sown and it must germinate. Some who have done something really terrible.
And they
must have an evil harvest.
That
thing will push them and push them and push them. They will offend those they will not offend, who will now issue curses on them.
Oh no, you are ti won de bi pe won lo se eni ti o ye ki won se iyan yo fi egun le won lori.
The curses I was issued on them was just to make sure that they reap that harvest.
Iru egun be o kan waye lati ri daju pe o kore kore yen.
Just like the mockery of David by Michal was just to ensure that that evil harvest happens to her.
Bi egun typically fi pe David, ori ari daju pe ikore yen o de ba.
Can you shout this loud and clear?
Ki ga eleyi dohun rara.
Satanic mistakes.
Ashise satani.
I am not your candidate.
Ebi ki se ero re.
Death. In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and pray like that.
No re ko gbadura be.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Stolen virtues of my fathers are.
Asikile baba mi ti won ji.
I possess you by fire.
Won ka pada nipa ina.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My potter attend the care of
worship.
In Jesus' name we pray. Please, how many bottles of water are you bringing to water or fire service? The first one is something you can finish drinking on the spot. You must not take that first water home. Drink it inside the program. Number two is for environmental spiritual sanitation, which you are going to pour in your compound or in your business place. Then number three is the one you keep and keep topping it up. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. By this time next month, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those of you going home with our buses, please be orderly. No rushing, no jumping through the windows. Allow pregnant women and old people to get into the buses first. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.